And he said, Blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who hath not left destitute my master of his mercy and his truth. I, being in the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren. I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth which thou hast showed unto thy servant, for with my staff I passed over this Jordan, and now I am become two bands. Send one of you, and let him fetch your brother, and ye shall be kept in prison, that your words may be proved whether there be any truth in you. Or else by the life of Pharaoh, surely ye are spies. Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands, and rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth. Then shalt thou inquire and make search and ask diligently. And behold, if it be truth, and the thing certain that such abomination is wrought among you, he is the rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment. A God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. Now therefore fear the Lord, and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood, and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And the bramble said unto the trees, If in truth ye anoint me king over you, then come and put your trust in my shadow. And if not, let fire come out of the bramble, and devour the cedars of Lebanon. Only fear the Lord, and serve him in truth with all your heart, for consider how great things he hath done for you. And David answered the priest and said unto him, Of a truth women have been kept from us about these 3 days, since I came out, and the vessels of the young men are holy, and the bread is in a manner common, yea, though it were sanctified this day in the vessel. And now the Lord show kindness and truth unto you, and I also will requite you this kindness, because ye have done this thing. Whereas thou camest but yesterday, should I this day make thee go up and down with us? Seeing I go whither I may, return thou, and take back thy brethren, mercy and truth be with thee. That the Lord may continue his word which he spake concerning me, saying, If thy children take heed to their way, to walk before me in truth with all their heart and with all their soul, there shall not fail thee, said he, a man on the throne of Israel. And Solomon said, Thou hast showed unto thy servant David my father great mercy, according as he walked before thee in truth, and in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart with thee. And thou hast kept for him this great kindness, that thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne as it is this day. And the woman said to Elijah, Now by this I know that thou art a man of God, and that the word of the Lord in thy mouth is truth. Of a truth, Lord, the kings of Assyria have destroyed the nations and their lands. I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. Then said Hezekiah unto Isaiah, Good is the word of the Lord which thou hast spoken. And he said, Is it not good, if peace and truth be in my days? And the king said to him, How many times shall I adjure thee that thou say nothing but the truth to me in the name of the Lord? And thus did Hezekiah throughout all Judah, and wrought that which was good and right and truth before the Lord his God. And he sent the letters unto all the Jews and to the 127 provinces of the kingdom of Ahasuerus, with words of peace and truth to I know it is so of a truth. But how should man be just with God, that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness, and speaketh the truth in his heart? Lead me in thy truth, and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For thy loving kindness is before mine eyes, and I have walked in thy truth. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Shall the dust praise thee? Shall it declare thy truth? Into thine hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. Withhold not thou thy tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let thy loving kindness and thy truth continually preserve me. O send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles. And in thy majesty ride prosperously because of truth and meekness and righteousness. And thy right hand shall teach thee terrible things. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. He shall reward evil unto mine enemies. Cut them off in thy truth. He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that will swallow me up. Selah. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. For thy mercy is great unto the heavens, and thy truth unto the clouds. Thou hast given a banner to them that fear thee, that it may be displayed because of the truth. Selah. He shall abide before God for ever. O prepare mercy and truth, which may preserve him. But as for me, my prayer is unto thee, O Lord, in an acceptable time. O God, in the multitude of thy mercy hear me, in the truth of thy salvation. I will also praise thee with the psaltery, even thy truth, O my God. Unto thee will I sing with the harp, O thou Holy One of Israel. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. But thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering and plenteous in mercy and truth. Justice and judgment are the habitation of thy throne. Mercy and truth shall go before thy face. Lord, where are thy former loving kindnesses which thou swearest unto David in thy truth? He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. The Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Great above the heavens, and thy truth reacheth unto the clouds. Be thou, they stand fast for ever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. For his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth for ever. Praise ye the Lord. I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped in thy judgments. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. Thou art near, O Lord, and all thy commandments are truth. The Lord hath sworn in truth unto David, he will not turn from it. Of the fruit of thy body will I set upon thy throne. I will worship toward thy holy temple, and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth, which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that therein is, which keepeth truth for ever. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. He that speaketh truth showeth forth righteousness, but a false witness deceit. The lip of truth shall be established for ever. But a lying tongue is but for a moment. Do they not err that devise evil? But mercy and truth shall be to them that devise good. By mercy and truth iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord men depart from evil. Mercy and truth preserve the king, and his throne is upholden by mercy, that I might make thee know the certainty of the words of truth, that thou mightest answer the words of truth to them that send unto thee? Buy the truth, and sell it not, also wisdom and instruction and understanding. The preacher sought to find out acceptable words, and that which was written was upright, even words of truth. In mine ears, said the Lord of hosts, of a truth many houses shall be desolate, even great and fair, without inhabitant. And it shall come to pass in that day that the remnant of Israel, and such as are escaped of the house of Jacob, shall no more again stay upon him that smote them, but shall stay upon the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, in truth. And in mercy shall the throne be established, and he shall sit upon it in truth in the tabernacle of David, judging and seeking judgment and hasting righteousness. O Lord, thou art my God. I will exalt thee. I will praise thy name, for thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. Of a truth, Lord, the kings of Assyria have laid waste all the nations and their countries, said, Remember now, O Lord, I beseech thee, how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. For the grave cannot praise thee, death cannot celebrate thee. They that go down into the pit cannot hope for thy truth. The living, he shall praise thee as I do this day. The father to the children shall make known thy truth. Then said Hezekiah to Isaiah, Good is the word of the Lord which thou hast spoken. He said moreover, For there shall be peace and truth in my days. A bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this, and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, It is truth. Hear ye this, O house of Jacob, which are called by the name of Israel, and are come forth out of the waters of Judah, which swear by the name of the Lord, and make mention of the God of Israel, but not in truth, nor in righteousness. None calleth for justice, nor any pleadeth for truth. They trust in vanity, and speak lies. They conceive mischief, and bring forth iniquity. And judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off, for truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. Yea, truth faileth, and he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. And the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no judgment. For I, the Lord, love judgment. I hate robbery for burnt offering. And I will direct their work in truth, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them, that he who blesseth himself in the earth shall bless himself in the God of truth. And he that sweareth in the earth shall swear by the God of truth, because the former troubles are forgotten, and because they are hid from mine eyes. And thou shalt swear, The Lord liveth, in truth, in judgment, and in righteousness. And the nations shall bless themselves in him, and in him shall they glory. Run ye to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem, and see now, and know, and seek in the broad places thereof, if ye can find a man, if there be any that executeth judgment, that seeketh the truth, and I will pardon it. O Lord, are not thine eyes upon the truth? Thou hast stricken them, but they have not grieved. Thou hast consumed them, but they have refused to receive correction. They have made their faces harder than a rock. They have refused to return. But thou shalt say unto them, This is a nation that obeyeth not the voice of the Lord their God, nor receiveth correction. Truth is perished, and is cut off from their mouth. And they bend their tongues like their bow for lies. But they are not valiant for the truth upon the earth, for they proceed from evil to evil, and they know not me, saith the Lord. And they will deceive every one his neighbor, and will not speak the truth. They have taught their tongue to speak lies, and weary themselves to commit iniquity. But know ye for certain, that if ye put me to death, ye shall surely bring innocent blood upon yourselves, and upon this city, and upon the inhabitants thereof. For of a truth the Lord hath sent me unto you to speak all these words in your ears. Behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them, and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. The king answered unto Daniel and said, Of a truth it is, that your God is a God of gods, and a Lord of kings, and a revealer of secrets, seeing thou couldst reveal this secret. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride he is able to abase. I came near unto one of them that stood by, and asked him the truth of all this. So he told me, and made me know the interpretation of the things. Then I would know the truth of the fourth beast, which was diverse from all the others, exceeding dreadful, whose teeth were of iron, and his nails of brass, which devoured, brake in pieces, and stamped the residue with his feet. And an host was given him against the daily sacrifice by reason of transgression, and it cast down the truth to the ground, and it practiced and prospered. As it is written in the law of Moses, all this evil has come upon us. Yet made we not our prayer before the Lord our God, that we might turn from our iniquities and understand thy truth. I will show thee that which is noted in the scripture of truth, and there is none that holdeth with me in these things but Michael, your prince. And now will I show thee the truth. Behold, there shall stand up yet three kings in Persia, and the fourth shall be far richer than they all. And by his strength through his riches he shall stir up all against the realm of Grecia. Hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel. For the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. Thou wilt perform the truth to Jacob, and the mercy to Abraham, which thou hast sworn unto our fathers from the days of old. Thus saith the Lord, I am returned unto Zion, and will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. And Jerusalem shall be called a city of truth, and the mountain of the Lord of hosts the holy mountain. And I will bring them, and they shall dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. And they shall be my people, and I will be their God, in truth and in righteousness. These are the things that ye shall do. Speak ye every man the truth to his neighbor. Execute the judgment of truth and peace in your gates. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the fast of the fourth month, and the fast of the fifth, and the fast of the seventh, and the fast of the tenth, shall be to the house of Judah joy and gladness and cheerful feasts. Therefore love the truth and peace. The law of truth was in his mouth, and iniquity was not found in his lips. He walked with me in peace and equity, and did turn many away from iniquity. And they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, Of a truth thou art the Son of God. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. And they sent out unto him their disciples with the Herodians, saying, Master, we know that thou art true, and teachest the way of God in truth. Neither carest thou for any man, for thou regardest not the person of men. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him, and told him all the truth. And when they were come, they say unto him, Master, we know that thou art true, and carest for no man, for thou regardest not the person of men, but teachest the way of God in truth. Is it lawful to give tribute to Caesar, or not? And the scribe said unto him, Well, Master, thou hast said the truth, for there is one God, and there is none other but he. But I tell you of a truth, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elias, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, when great famine was throughout all the land. But I tell you of a truth, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the kingdom of God. Of a truth I say unto you, that he will make him ruler over all that he hath. And he said, Of a truth I say unto you, that this poor widow hath cast in more than they all. And about the space of 1 hour after another confidently affirmed, saying, Of a truth this fellow also was with him, for he is a Galilean. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Ye sent unto John, and he bare witness unto the truth. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, This is of a truth that prophet that should come into the world. Many of the people, therefore, when they heard this saying, said, Of a truth this is the prophet. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. But now ye seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. Which of you convinceth me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do ye not believe me? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Every one that is of the truth heareth my voice. Pilate saith unto him, What is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews, and saith unto them, I find in him no fault at all. For of a truth, against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, Of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. But he said, I am not mad, most noble Festus, but speak forth the words of truth and soberness. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who hold the truth in unrighteousness, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed for ever. Amen. But we assure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such things. But unto them that are contentious, and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation, and wrath, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of babes, which has the form of knowledge and of the truth in the law. For if the truth of God hath more abounded through my lie unto his glory, why yet am I also judged as a sinner? I say the truth in Christ, I lie not, my conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost. Now I say that Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made unto the fathers. Therefore let us keep the feast not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. And thus are the secrets of his heart made manifest, and so falling down on his face he will worship God and report that God is in you of a truth, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left. For if I have boasted anything to him of you, I am not ashamed. But as we spake all things to you in truth, even so our boasting which I made before Titus is found a truth. As the truth of Christ is in me, no man shall stop me of this boasting in the regions of Achaia. For though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool, for I will say the truth. But now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth of me. for we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth, to whom we gave place by subjection, no, not for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you. But when I saw that they walked not uprightly according to the truth of the gospel, I said unto Peter before them all, If thou, being a Jew, livest after the manner of Gentiles, and not as do the Jews, why compellest thou the Gentiles to live as do the Jews? O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you, that ye should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth, crucified among you? Am I therefore become your enemy, because I tell you the truth? Ye did run well. Who did hinder you that ye should not obey the truth? In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earth, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. So be that ye have heard him, and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. What then? Notwithstanding, every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached, and I therein do rejoice, yea, and will rejoice, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which is come unto you as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit, as it doth also in you, since the day ye heard of it, and knew the grace of God in truth. For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because, when ye received the word of God which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe, all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. Whereunto I am ordained a preacher and an apostle, I speak the truth in Christ and lie not, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and verity. But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. Forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. Disputings of men of corrupt minds, and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness. From such withdraw thyself. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some, in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves. If God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, learning, and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. Paul, a servant of God, and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect, and the acknowledging of the truth which is after godliness, not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men that turn from the truth. For if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of firstfruits of his creatures. But if ye have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not, and lie not against the truth. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, and one convert him, seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently. Wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them, and be established in the present truth. and many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And hereby we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before him. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. The elder unto the elect lady and her children, whom I love in the truth, and not I only, but also all they that have known the truth, grace be with you, mercy and peace from God the Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. I rejoiced greatly that I found of thy children walking in truth, as we have received a commandment from the Father. The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. We therefore ought to receive such, that we might be fellow helpers to the truth. Demetrius hath good report of all men and of the truth itself. Yea, and we also bear record, and ye know that our record is true.